Hello, thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection. This is Jalen. How can we assist you for today?
Yes, Jalen. My name is Cody Usher. I just got through speaking with a lady. I called in probably, I'd say a week, 2 weeks ago, something like that. I guess it was probably around 2 weeks ago. And I had spoke to a lady. I told her I've got the Marvel Chess Collection subscription is what I've had. And I had told her that, hey, I'm calling in. I want to cancel my subscription. I told her I was getting a bunch of pieces that were broken and stuff like that. I was just gluing them together, but I didn't want to send them back or anything like that. I was like, but the last one I got, I was like, it's broke. I'm done. I want to get a subscription of something that's a little more durable and stuff. And I'm actually wanting to get a subscription through Eagle Moss, not through anybody else. I was wanting to get the $50 steel ones and stuff. Just because they're more durable and everything. I just display them. They're not a chest. I don't use them for chests because they're so fragile. But, I told her I wanted to cancel it, and she assured me that it was canceled. I received an email that it had been canceled, and then this morning I get charged again for another subscription or for another, I guess, another month of it or another shipment, whatever it is. And so I called in. I spoke to the lady just a moment ago, and she's telling me that they had canceled the special subscription, I guess, where I get some kind of special shipments or something like that, but they did not cancel the actual subscription. And apparently that's a completely different account number and all this other stuff. And I mean, I don't know if you have a way of listening to recordings or whatever it is, but I told this lady I want to cancel the whole thing. I even told her I was looking at another subscription and stuff. And the lady that I spoke to before, she's like, there's nothing we could do. It's been canceled, or we'll be canceling this account instead, and you'll receive that, but there's nothing she could do about basically reimbursing me for what had been charged and then just not shipping me that subscription because I don't want it. So I'm trying to see if there's anything that I could do. Like I told her, I said, I'm not trying to be difficult. I work in customer service myself. I actually work in repossessions. So I deal with a lot of difficult calls every single day, but I truly don't feel like I should be charged for something that I've clearly stated over and over again that I wanted to be canceled.
Yes, sir. Okay, do you have the account number? Maybe I can get to looking at that account for you.
Well, according to the lady before, I have an account number, but she's telling me that this is a different account, so I can give you what I've got.
Okay, well, let's try. Can I have your last name? We're gonna search the whole system for
Yes,
you.
it's Usher, Usher.
Yes, sir. And your zip code?
It is 38261.
38261. Can you give me one moment? Okay, and you said the Marvel just said, can I pull up an account? Can you verify your name and address on file for me, please?
Yeah, it's Cody Usher, and it's 633 East Jackson Street, Union City, Tennessee, 38261.
Yes, sir. Okay, and again, this is the Marvel Chess Collection, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, so I'm first gonna look at the primary because it's just the best where this is the best place to look. But yes, sir. Okay, so this membership was canceled today. An email was sent over and everything. So I'm going to the specials for the Marvel movie chess set. Give me one moment to pull up the ledger for this one. Let's see what's going on.
I mean, I didn't even know that there was a special issues or because I'd never received a special issue or anything like that. Like I think you can probably look. I've had it for maybe 2 years, and over that 2 years, I've maybe received 10 of them, something like that. Because they would just kind of charge and send them to me as they came, like whenever they were available and stuff. It wasn't like a every month type thing, and so I never had any idea that there was anything different. So when I called in, I just gave her, I see my statement that came in with that last transaction. I give her that customer number. I don't know that that's a different customer number than my normal, my normal customer number or anything like
Yes,
that.
sir.
So I was just under the impression that the whole entire thing was canceled.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, yes, sir. So, you are able to get a refund. Shows that it was delivered. You are able to return it back. Return it back to us, and we are able to process that full refund for you.
Oh, well, this it's not for the that one there. It's I told her to cancel like going forward. I did not want it, and we were charged this morning for another subscription. Like we were charged for, I guess, another shipment that's coming to us or something. I haven't got an email on it or anything like that. It's just it shows on my bank account that Eagle Moss has charged another, I think, $30, 30 something dollars to my account.
Oh.
And that's what I was telling her. I was like, look, I don't feel like I should be charged for this because I don't want that shipment. I don't see where it's been shipped or anything like that. I just want it to be canceled, get my money back, and then you guys don't send it to me because I don't want it. And she was like, well, I mean, you would have to wait for it to come to you and then put in a refund and send it back and all that stuff. And I don't want to do that because I was under the impression I've already canceled. I should not have had another transaction come through my account.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that is about correct. So it does seem like you canceled after it was sent to the warehouse. And once it gets to the warehouses, we'll have to wait for it to get to you for us to process the refund for you.
Do I have to pay for the shipping for it to come back and stuff?
No, so I think you can return, refuse a return back to, refuse the shipment or return back the sender. And yes, sir, it is sent back. And you can give us a call if we can process the full refund of $27.82.
Is there any way that since it's already going to the thing, you could go ahead and process the I mean, I know you can't, it's fine if you can't stop it, that's fine. Is there a way you can go ahead and process and everything like that so I don't have to call back and I could just go ahead and get a return? Because as soon as I get this, I'm going to slap a return label on it and send it back. Like, I don't want it.
Hey, give me one moment. Let me verify this information for you.
Okay.
Just give me one moment. Yes, sir, I do apologize for the long wait. You just give me one
That's
moment,
fine.
please.
Thank you.
No problem.
Honestly, just hate for you guys to have to sit there and pay for all that shipping and stuff like that if I'm just returning it, so.
Yes, sir. Shipping just seems to be such a hard pill for everyone.
That it seems like, I mean, it's always been this way, but it seems like it takes 2 weeks for it to even get to me, so.
country, y'all. I'm sorry. Give me one moment, sir.
That's fine.
Yes, sir. So unfortunately, it seems like your refund will be processed once we receive the shipment back. So the account is said that due to the account's cancel after the order to the warehouse, we can't stop the shipment, which I mean, okay. You pretty sure know about that. But for the refund, said the refund will be processed once the shipment is back. I do apologize.
Okay, so. But that's what I was saying. Is there a way for you to go ahead and process that so I can get a prepaid shipping label? Like, just go ahead and have it ready? Because that's what I'm saying. As soon as I get it, I'm going to get it, slap a label on it the very next day. I'm going to have it right back, you know, in the mail coming back to you guys. I was just seeing if I could go ahead and process the return and get a prepaid shipping label sent to me today so I can have that ready.
Unfortunately, we don't have shipping labels. So you'll have return back to sender just unopened. I'm pretty sure
I understand, I'm gonna have to pay for the shipping for it to come back off of something that I should have never been charged for to begin with. That's what I'm saying, and that's what it says on here. It was talking about if it doesn't meet your expectations, then you can send it back at your expense. But I don't feel like I should have to pay for this. Like, I'm willing to wait, but I don't feel like I should have to pay for it to be shipped back if I never even was supposed to get it to begin with.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying by the time I pay for the shipping on something that's $30, I'm going to end up getting basically a refund for like $20 because I'm having to pay for the shipping to come back to you guys.
Yes, sir. You're getting the full $27.82. Because, you know, that's including the shipping and handling.
So you're telling me that when I get this in and I tell you I want to return it, then that's what I'm saying. I need a shipping label paid by you guys to send to me so that I can send it back because I don't feel I should have to pay for the shipping for something I did not order.
Give me one moment, sir. Give me one moment to break.
Yeah.
I got a customer that put in a voluntary pickup, and now he wants to stop it, but he's already got a promise to pay to cover the payment that he owes for Friday. Mm-hmm. Can I go ahead and stop it?
Go ahead.
All right. He set it up to come out when he requested.
Does that include the contract reset? Ask him if he can include, if we can change it to where he can include the contract reset and just go ahead and load it. Right. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yes, sir. So I do apologize, but unfortunately, we aren't able to do anything regarding the return postage. So you'll have to pay for the return postage to send it back.
Well, I know you could probably care less, but I'm just going to tell you anyway. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it or anything like that, but this is something absolutely insane that I put in a cancellation. I said I wanted to stop the whole entire thing, and now I'm having to pay for a product that I did not order, which I'm pretty sure legally is not what needs to happen. But I mean, like I said, on top of it, man, I was honestly planning on getting those Marvel heavyweights. I was going to order from Eagle Moss and I was going to change my subscription, but the way this is being handled and stuff, I mean, I don't know if you need to tell somebody above you or anything like that, but you're pretty much losing a customer. I mean, because this, it's not right. So I'll accept the delivery when it comes in. I will call in and I'll pay for the shipping and everything to have it come back to you. But you literally lost a customer off of what we're going to say, probably $40 that I'm going to have to end up eating off of this.
Yes, I really do apologize. Yes, yeah, sir. Well,
there's nothing you can do. It's fine. I know you got your hands tied. I get it. Like I said, I'm a repossessions manager. I deal in customer service all the time. You got your hands tied. That's fine. But like I said, whether it's relying to somebody up or whatever, you're literally losing customers off of things like this right here. So, but thank you for your time. I'll wait for the shipment to come in, and I guess I'll call you back, and I'll wait for another 10 minutes till I get somebody, and then do something else, but I'll make sure you guys get your shipment back.
Yes, sir. And I do apologize for all the inconvenience. I can't, yes, sir, I can put in a note for this on your account and everything, because, yes, sir, it do sound frustrating as well. But, again, I really do apologize for everything, and I do want to thank you for giving us a call at Eagle Moss Collections. I really do hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.